TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's raised by wolves.
So, Danny, this morning I was thinking about something.
What was that? What was on your mind this morning, Manny?
Okay, so I was looking at the standings this morning in the NBA.
And you were thinking about how the Wolves are out of it, probably?
Yeah, I was thinking about how they were out of it, but they kind of approached the deadline as though they weren't out of it. In that, I mean, they didn't add anybody, but they weren't sellers either. And there was an opportunity for them to be sellers, and they chose not to be. And their opponent tonight, the Los Angeles Clippers, are 500.
Above the Wolves in the standings. Currently holding down the number 8 seed in the Western Conference.
And they have, they played the deadline as though they have zero interest in even making the playoffs.
They shouldn't have interest in making the playoffs.
No, I agree.
The only team that should be interested in trying to grab the 8 seed is the Lakers. The Wolves shouldn't have interest in it. The Clippers shouldn't have interest in it.
Definitely not.
Why would they? What do these teams have to gain? LeBron wants to make the playoffs, and that's understandable. Lakers should make the playoffs. Clippers want to keep their first-round draft pick and be in the lottery, and the Wolves should want to be in the lottery, too.
So where did that situation with the Celtics, because the Clippers, for those that don't understand or don't know what we're talking about, if the Clippers make the playoffs, the Celtics get their first-round pick. Where did that come from? What trade did that originate from?
I have to look that up.
Okay.
I'm not positive on that one.
That's amazing that the Celtics are in, how many first-round picks could they actually potentially end up with?
They could potentially have 4, but it's looking like they will have 2.
Have 2.
They'll have their own.
Yep.
And they will have Sacramento's,
unless
their pick is number 1. Okay. If Sacramento's pick is number 1, it goes to Philadelphia.
Wow.
And
does that originate from the Fultz trade? Like that draft night or they actually made the trade a few days before the draft.
I'm not positive. Hang on. I need to find I forget what website has it.
It just tells you outstanding
and how
trades
it got
or,
there, yeah.
Okay. Cause there was some sort of deal with when the Sixers and Celtics made that trade where the Sixers ended up taking Markelle Fultz, because I think the Sixers had the third pick and the Celtics had the first pick and they traded each other and the Celtics ended up with Tatum at 3 and Markelle went to the Sixers number 1 overall. And I wonder if that Sacramento pick was involved somehow in that. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to expend too much energy looking it up, although you're probably just dying to find out exactly what
it is.
Well,
it's going to bother me if I don't. It's really going to bother me. I know the Sixers gave them their own first-round draft pick, too.
Mm-hmm. But one way or the other, the Celtics could potentially end up with 4 first-round picks, but it's more likely that they're going to end up with just 2.
The Memphis pick is top 8 protected, which I believe that's from the Jeff Green trade.
Ooh.
That's top 8 protected.
How the hell did that happen?
And it's looking like they're not going to be able to collect on that.
That's Memphis is trying their damnedest.
And then it becomes top 6 protected next year and then unprotected in 2021, which is probably when Boston will likely collect it, I would have to imagine, at this point.
And the Grizzlies are probably thinking by then, hopefully they're better and that doesn't end up being the second pick in the draft or
something.
Yeah,
they're hoping
that's
14 or 15. They're hoping to be close back to close to playoff again, close to being in playoff contention again.
So the Wolves are going to take on the Clippers tonight, and Derrick Rose apparently is going to be back. Do we know, is Andrew Wiggins actually going to be out?
He was questionable. No one said anything. No one said anything about
it. Do we know what the
illness
might be?
I have no idea. I honestly have no clue.
I wonder if it's like food poisoning or something. Sometimes these guys, they eat a meal while they're on the road or somewhere, and then it just doesn't doesn't get along with their stomach sometimes, and they end up getting sick. But you never know. But who knows? So we'll see how that goes with the Wolves tonight against the Clippers, a team that has zero interest in winning whatsoever. And I don't know. The Clippers to me are interesting because you trade away Tobias Harris. They're not trying to win, but then they turn around and actually win in Boston the other night for whatever reason, and then it makes you wonder what the hell is going on with the Boston Celtics right now.
Yeah, it's the Boston Celtics are not in a good place in that locker room, and Brad Stevens can't seem to figure it out. It's just not, they're not in a good place right now. You wonder if there's too many cooks in the kitchen, like you said prior to us getting on, and the Kyrie Irving stuff seems to be weighing over their heads. In terms of that, like they genuinely don't know what he's going to do this offseason. That's a real issue there. Like they are genuinely scared Kyrie Irving is going to walk.
Well, and you look at the way the roster is built right now and all the players that they have guys that played significant roles into their run to the Eastern Conference Finals last year because Kyrie was out in the latter half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Hayward was out pretty much all of last season, save for the first 5 minutes of the year. So you got guys like Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown who had more prominent roles on a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then this season starts, and those guys are sort of being asked to take sort of a back seat and be more of like role players to while Gordon Hayward tries to get back to being Gordon Hayward and while Kyrie Irving just is Kyrie Irving. And I don't know.
It's not working out. Like it doesn't work. That's the best way I can put it, is that it just doesn't work right now. And Gordon Hayward went from being a marquee free agent signing to a terrible contract in 5 minutes. That's exactly what happened, because now he cannot play. He's just not good now. And he's got time to put it back together. And I think next year he'll be better. But as of right now, he can't play. And that's a huge reason as to why, because he was supposed to be this big piece for Boston. If Gordon Hayward is that big piece, the Boston Celtics, we're probably not talking about any of this right now if his ankle doesn't snap on opening night in Cleveland in 2017, right?
Right.
That's the biggest issue that they have, is that Gordon Hayward cannot live up to the expectations that were there when he signed his contract because of his injury. And that's created a whole bunch of problems in Boston.
And we were chatting before we went on the air here about how Kyrie Irving could potentially impact the NBA in a pretty significant way this summer, depending on what he decides to do.
I think Kyrie Irving holds all the cards in free agency. I really do. I think Kyrie Irving this summer is going to be the most powerful man in the NBA for a little bit.
That's amazing.
I think what he's going to do is going to matter more than Kevin Durant's. LeBron obviously can't do anything being under contract, and I think the reason Kyrie is so important is because if he re-ups with Boston and goes back on that and reaffirms his commitment that he made earlier this summer to the Celtics and signs an extension there, then they trade for Anthony Davis. If he leaves, they don't. If he leaves to go to LA and join forces with LeBron, and then the Lakers can trade for Anthony Davis, that becomes the best three-man group in the NBA by far. That's possible. I don't know how likely it is, but it is absolutely a possibility. If Kyrie does that, it turns the league upside down, because then the Boston Celtics aren't that. I mean, they're still a playoff team in the East, but they're not a championship contender, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Now with that core right now. And the Lakers become a legitimate threat to the Warriors, even if Kevin Durant's there. They become one of the two best teams in the league if you put those three together.
And Kevin Durant might not be there.
And Kevin Durant probably won't be there. Did you see what the Knicks did?
Yes, I did say that. That's what I was going to get to next.
So the Knicks, it is about that time of year when teams are asking for, what's the best way to say this? To like re-up your season ticket.
Renew
commitment.
Season tickets. Yeah,
season ticket renewals. Thank you.
Yep.
Teams are doing that right now, and the Knicks put out one. I believe Kevin Knox was on the thing, and they used like an in-action shot.
It was Mitchell Robinson.
Oh, Mitchell Robinson, my bad.
Yeah.
they used an in-game picture, and Kevin Durant is lurking in the background of that picture.
Yes.
absolutely amazing. The Knicks knew what they were doing.
Of course they did.
They knew what they were doing. That was perfect.
It wasn't like they put the picture out and then thought, oh, you know what? I don't know if we should have Durant be in this picture because, you know, people might think, no, they knew exactly what they were doing. They totally did that on purpose.
Like, I hope the Lakers do one with LeBron and Anthony Davis in the background. That's what I want. Or LeBron and Kyrie in the background.
Then you'll have Giannis just, that would be great if the Lakers did that with Anthony Davis and then Giannis just like retweets the picture and just says, isn't this tampering?
That would be amazing.
That would.
Or how mad would Boston fans be if the Lakers did that with Kyrie in the background? How mad would they get? I'd so be here for that.
See, here's what's funny. I don't think there's what can the league do? Like it's
I don't
not
know,
like,
man.
It's,
Knicks
it's
gotta not, sell the Knicks gotta sell tickets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't understand why
gotta
the
get
Knicks
them
felt
season
like
ticket
they had
holders.
To, I don't know why the Knicks felt like they had to delete the picture. I don't understand why they felt like they had to do that. I wish they would have kept it.
We were better off because it happened.
It's not like they photoshopped Durant in a Knicks uniform or anything. He's wearing a Warriors uniform.
Yeah, he's just yeah.
So it's like
in-game action, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Knicks they can't get fined or
what was Kevin Durant doing in Mitchell Robinson's picture? What was he? It's not Mitchell Robinson's fault. KD was there.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant did it to himself.
It's just Kevin Durant. He's just in the picture.
So
he's a big time name.
How about all this Kevin Durant stuff?
Oh yeah, I mean the whole thing with the media last week and this picture thing with the Knicks. I mean he is. I've always liked Kevin Durant. Going back to when the one year he played at Texas and he was basically the last big name to play for the Seattle Supersonics and everything. So that I've always liked Kevin Durant for that and loved him in Oklahoma City and everything. And even now I still like him, but this whole thing ever since he's gone to Golden State and he's gotten a lot of heat for that, obviously, but this relationship with the media has just always been very, very, very tense.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of it, he's kind of bringing a lot of it on himself because he just gets so, worked up about everything. It's like, mm-hmm. Kevin, why are you mad?
So my favorite tweet of the day, and Twitter is one of the greatest things we have on this planet.
Yes, it is.
It is one of the greatest things that we have access to as humans for free. Comes from Dragonfly Jones. You may or may not be familiar with his work on Twitter. He is a tremendous follow for all things NBA and pop culture. Highly recommend it. That's at Dragonfly Jones, except there's a Z at the end instead of an S. He tweeted out, do I think KD would alter his life's trajectory and stay with Golden State just to prove one reporter wrong about him going to New York? Yes, I absolutely do. How perfect is that?
And then he retweets somebody that replied to him that says, do I think Joe Lacob would sense KD leaving and plant a bunch of stories in the local media to incense KD and reverse psychology him into staying? Yes, I absolutely do.
And Ethan Strauss, the reporter who covers the Warriors for The Athletic that Kevin Durant got mad at and Dragonfly Jones is referencing in the original tweet, quoted it and goes, changing my bio to the hero the Bay Area deserves, but not the one it needs right now. Amazing.
I love this league.
The NBA and
I love
Twitter.
League so much, man.
Like there's so much going on. It's perfect.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's funny. I went to see What Men Want yesterday.
Oh, starring Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I got to see his cameo. He did all right. He was only in the movie for like 3 minutes.
The last movie I went to, actually, I went to a couple movies last year because when I worked in Wisconsin, part of my employment, I got free movies.
Nice.
Yeah, so I only ever went to two. I wasn't a.
What were they? What'd you see?
I saw, what was it, Ocean's 8 maybe?
Okay.
The newest one with Rihanna in it. Oh.
There you go.
If Rihanna's in a movie,
not a bad choice.
To see it.
Not a bad
I
choice.
I love Rihanna. And I saw Incredibles 2.
Nice.
Soft spot for Incredibles, man. Don't hate me.
You are totally 25 years old.
Yeah, 100%. Incredibles was one of my favorite animated movies as a kid. I wasn't going to not see Incredibles 2. Also on Netflix now. I found that out this weekend. I tried to watch it the other night and fell asleep 5 minutes in. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, Incredibles 2.
But yeah, I went to see What Man What, and Cat was in it and had a nice little cameo, and was only in it for like 3 minutes. He did all right.
So one of my favorite things from, I don't remember if it was Friday night's, oh no, it had to be Thursday night's game in Orlando. Or wait, who'd they play last Tuesday? On the road. In Memphis. It was in Memphis.
Yeah. Okay.
So watching, and I'm sure I've said this a couple times, I don't have cable, so I stream all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with the stream I have, I do not get commercials. Sometimes during the game, when it goes to a commercial break, I just get the feed that's on the video board at center court at whatever arena the Wolves are playing. And on Tuesday night in Memphis, they did a thing. Like, they showed the trailer of What Men Want.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first couple seconds of the trailer were Karl Anthony Towns on this other team's scoreboard while he's playing in a game. I'm like, I wonder if Memphis is doing this on purpose and actually thought this out. Because I don't think they realize that the guy they're playing against right now that hit a buzzer beater within the last week against
them
is now being flashed as part of a promotion on their own scoreboard. Like, I just don't think that they understood that, which was awesome. And not that it was a big deal, but I found it funny. I chuckled.
That's something.
Cat's in a movie on Netflix, too.
Yeah, that's I haven't watched. I still haven't gotten a chance to watch it. LB, Lindsay, when we hosted yesterday at the golf show, Lindsay.
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
That feels like so long ago, dude. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I got up early.
Have you been sleeping? Are you okay?
Yeah, like I probably fell asleep around 1 o'clock last night. I woke up and worked out this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I got up at six and went to the gym. Can't you tell?
So you've been up since 6 o'clock this morning?
Yeah. But like, it feels like it was last week. Like, it feels like we hosted so long ago.
And it was just over 24 hours ago.
27 hours now, as it's 2:45 Central Time as we record this. Wow, that does feel like a really long time ago. You're right. But yeah, Lindsay watched the movie. She rated it her top sports movie of all time.
Now, but see, here's the thing with that though. You have to. And I love LB.
Recency bias?
No, just bias, period. I mean, here's the thing with Lindsay.
She put it above Mighty Ducks.
But here's the
thing. And Mighty Ducks, too.
Here's the thing, though. Lindsay has basically only seen like five movies in her life anyway. Because I was really?
I'm going to text her and ask her how many movies she has seen.
I was just giving her crap last year about all the movies that she has not seen. And I mean, like, the important movies that, like, everybody has seen. Like,
you want to play that game?
We got time.
Because I bet I could surprise you with some important movies I haven't seen.
Such as?
I name a movie.
Few Good Men.
No.
Never seen A Few Good Men.
Nope.
I'm just trying to think of Shawshank Redemption.
Nope.
Stop it, Danny. Come on.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you, man. Keep going.
I don't know. I would need like a list of movies in front of me that I've seen so many of them that I can't even really think of one.
None of the Star Wars movies.
Well, that's, I'm not mad at you for that one, though.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be mad at me for any of them.
I think they're overrated anyway.
Sure, haven't seen them. I haven't seen any of those. None of the Lord of the Rings movies.
I've only seen one of those, the first one.
They like sounded like they're super long and stuff I'm not into. Yeah.
They're overrated. I've only seen one Harry Potter movie. Overrated.
I saw one Harry Potter movie when I was little.
Yeah, all those movies are overrated.
I mean, I was so little, I'm not so mad at you for not seeing those. I was into it when I was little, but I haven't seen any of the other ones since.
How many Mighty Ducks movies have you seen?
The first one for sure. Maybe Mighty Ducks 2, but I mean, like, I was little when those came out. There's a Mighty Ducks 3, right? That kind of sucked. I don't think I ever saw that one.
I didn't think it sucked. It just wasn't as good as the first two.
I haven't seen that one. But I know I saw the first one. I think I saw the second one.
Have you seen Major League?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
All right, then you're good. That movie is like, is like a, I mean, that's big in Cleveland. Like that, where I'm from, that's a, it's a big deal of a movie in Cleveland. So, of course, I've
seen
that.
Even though they shot it at Milwaukee County Stadium.
Yes, they did. I actually have a Rick Vaughn jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, I have a Rick Vaughn jersey. I don't know where it is right now. It might be at a friend's house.
Like,
is
it like an actual jersey? Yeah. They have like, okay.
Yeah, like it's a Cleveland Indians 99 Rick Vaughn jersey.
That's fantastic. That is awesome.
It's my best fictional jersey I own.
That's awesome.
And maybe now second behind a Knicks Kristaps Porzingis jersey. That's fictional.
It is fictional. You should get yourself a Kevin Durant New York Knicks jersey too.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could be first in the market with those.
If there is, okay, so with you being in Cleveland or being from Cleveland, is there a fake, like a fake Cavs jersey of an athlete that never played for the Cavs that you would
get
just like?
Like a rumor that they might be traded to the Cavs or stuff like that?
Yeah, that didn't happen. Or just somebody like your favorite player that never played for the Cavs that you would have liked to have seen played for the Cavs. I mean, you would like, just for fun, just, like just for kicks, get like a custom-made Cavs jersey with that person on there.
I mean, so when I was a kid and when I still was a Cavs fan, the like when I was really little, everyone wanted Michael Redd in Cleveland. He was playing for Milwaukee, and they're like, LeBron needs a shooter. And Michael Redd was really good in Milwaukee at the time.
Yes, he was.
And then he re-upped with Milwaukee on that huge deal and got hurt and was never good again. So the Cavs really dodged a bullet there. But, like, everyone's like, oh, we need Michael Redd. Like, Michael Redd would have been really cool. Speaking of old-time Cavs, did you see that picture of Eric Snow?
You showed me that. Yes.
Eric Snow gained at least 100 pounds. At least 100 pounds.
You know what's funny? After you showed me that picture yesterday, I was thinking it reminded me of a time where I was watching, and I think it was NFL Network. Yeah, this was probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
Uh huh.
And I'm watching this guy, and he's on there, and he's a big guy, and he's talking about something about the Patriots or something like that, and he's breaking it down, and he's just talking about
Troy Brown.
No, I was thinking, who is this guy? Like, he looks really, really familiar. Like, I can't think of it. Is he like he's like a huge guy. He's big. So I'm thinking, like, is he like a guard for somebody? Or is he like a nose tackle for somebody? But who is this guy? He looks really familiar. And then they flash his name across the bottom third of the screen. Sean King.
Ha!
You remember Sean King, who played for the Buccaneers, quarterback at Tulane?
And that's amazing.
Went to the NFC Championship game with Tampa Bay in 99. Yeah, and he looked like he was about 350 pounds.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
So when you showed me that Eric Snow picture yesterday, that's immediately what
Eric
I thought
of. Eric Snow got so big.
And when you see, here's what's funny. You asked me, have I seen Eric Snow? And I said, okay. He's either...
Well, there's a reason. I wasn't doing it out of blue.
Right.
It's because it's not like I'm going up to you. Hey, man, you ever seen Larry Hughes lately? Like, you just ever wonder what he's
right.
up to?
And I thought, okay, this is one of two ways. Either Eric Snow is going to be like 350 pounds or he's going to be Mike Bibby.
Which is, for those of you who have not seen Mike Bibby recently,
yes.
looks like the Hulk.
Yes.
That's the best way I can describe it. Mike Bibby currently looks like the Hulk.
Yeah. Like, he's... Mike Bibby is 40 plus.
And Eric Snow looks like the Michelin man. Those are the best ways I can describe
it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm in the greatest shape in the world. But
no, and me either. Like, but I think at some point, when you are a professional athlete and you're used to eating a certain way, because you have to consume so many calories regularly just to keep your body moving at some point. Like, those guys burn far more calories than either of us do on a daily basis. Like, I even know when I played football in college, I needed to eat so many calories just to keep my weight up, or I would lose weight because of it. So you have to do that when you're running as often as they are and working out and stuff. And Eric Snow probably just kept eating those calories and just quit the working out cold turkey. That had to be it.
And that's probably what Sean King did as well.
But he got huge.
What's he doing now?
I believe he's an assistant coach with the Texas Legends of the G League.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can double check that. But and that's the surprising thing. It's not like he's just not involved in basketball and eating in and out every night.
That's crazy. He just stopped playing and was just like, you know what? Screw working out, but I'm going to keep eating. More power to him. I ain't mad at him. It's just amazing.
I mean, hey, if he's happy, he's happy. I don't care. Good for him.
Yeah.
But, like, man. Yeah, he is an assistant coach with the Texas Legends. He's been coaching since 2014, so good for him.
Yeah.
He was an assistant at FAU.
Florida Atlantic University.
That's the place.
Okay. Okay, last thing before we get out of here. Magic Johnson.
And yeah. Ben Simmons.
Well, that and...
And telling the media to not treat his players like babies?
Well...
Refreshing. Really refreshing, by the way. How refreshing is that for an executive to come out and say, you guys aren't hard enough on our players?
But
that's
here's
what that was.
But here's what makes me laugh about it, though. On Saturday, Michigan State had their 40th anniversary for their championship team that Magic obviously was on in 1979.
It was a big part of it.
Huge part of it, and they actually played the Gophers on Saturday and blew them out. But they had asked him about the whole, you know, why the Anthony Davis trade talks fell through and that whole thing, and, you know, what about the current players on the Lakers? How are they going to handle this whole thing? And he was just like, well, you know, it's a business, and, you know, they're going to learn and everything, but I'm going to give them a hug and tell them that we got to, you know, we just got to come together and everything. And then he's asked about it yesterday, and he just goes, I ain't going to be that guy. I'm not going to give these guys hugs or anything like that.
Amazing. Amazing. That's why this league is awesome.
I just wonder, like, do we have, like, two different Magic Johnsons?
It's amazing. What do you think about, and I know we talked about this on our show on Sunday, but let's dive into this Anthony Davis situation. And
sure.
Guys, if you're listening this specific episode for a lot of Wolves talk, I'm sorry, but they're just not that interesting right now. I mean, yeah. Maybe tomorrow after they play tonight against the Clippers, they'll be more interesting.
I need Robert Covington back.
Yeah,
that's.
But
he's
not playing before the All-Star break, which is coming up this weekend.
Right.
And Thursday, I think we should do a lot of All-Star stuff Thursday on our show. But, like, I'm sorry that this is just not a very Wolves-centric podcast today. I know we tried to... We'll try and sprinkle some in at the end, maybe, or we kind of did with the Wolves being out of it, but they're just not that interesting at this very point in time. And there's far too much going on in the NBA that is really interesting at this point in time for us to not talk about it. So that's if you're looking for a very Wolves-centric podcast today, I apologize. But do you think the Pelicans should be playing Anthony Davis?
No.
Neither do I.
Absolutely not. I think it's stupid that they are.
I agree. There are no positive things that can come out of them playing him. There is not one good thing that Anthony Davis can provide to the organization right now other than what they can get for him in a trade in return. That is the only positive thing that he can do for the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't understand why they want to play him. And I know a lot of people don't agree with Jeff Van Gundy and what he says on broadcasts and stuff like that. But I agree wholeheartedly with what he was saying on Friday night's game. And I know that I probably should have been watching Fox Sports North, and I know Marnie Gellner was on the call, and I'm sure she did a terrific job, and I'm very sorry to hear that Dave Benz's mother passed away. Condolences to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there was also that screaming girl on the FS North broadcast. I don't know if you're listening to this, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. There was this girl, and did you watch the FSN or did you watch ESPN?
I watched the ESPN feed.
So there was this girl, and
I saw some people tweeting about it.
To peel back the curtain here, for the ESPN feed, that broadcast table is on the other side of the court.
Okay.
Where FSN and whoever has the Pelicans broadcast, I don't know if it's Fox Sports South or Fox Sports New Orleans
or something
whoever.
Like that.
Yeah.
Joel Myers and probably, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They sit at the scorer's table. Their broadcast table is the scorer's table. They're at the ends of it. When the game is nationally televised, the national broadcasters sit on the other side of the court, opposite the scorer's table.
So that would be on the near side of the screen?
Yes.
Okay. And the scorers' table is on the far side.
Yes. They are opposite the player benches, all of that. They're on the opposite side of the court.
Gotcha.
So because of where Marnie and Jim Pete were set up, there was this girl that Marnie said this morning was like 12 years old that just screamed the whole entire time. time. Mm-hmm. And it, from what I saw on Twitter, it made the broadcast unbearable. And I'm sure Marnie did a terrific job, and she is awesome.
Yep, she's a pro.
But you just can't listen to that shrieking noise for 2.5 hours on repeat.
It's like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you just, I couldn't bring myself to do that. I could not. I watched the ESPN broadcast. I'm like, that is not going to be the case. And you couldn't hear it on the ESPN broadcast because
they were on the opposite side,
75 feet away from it.
Sure.
So that's why. And so Jeff was talking about how it's ridiculous that the NBA is threatening to fine the Pelicans if they don't play Anthony Davis up to $100,000 a game. That's ridiculous. Now, I don't agree with the meaning of it. He's like, they should take a stand for the small market. I'm like, you can miss me with all that. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
You can miss me with the small market bullcrap.
I agree.
But I'm with them. The NBA shouldn't be threatening to fine the Pelicans. The New Orleans Pelicans have to do what's best for the New Orleans Pelicans. And in no way, shape, or form is that playing Anthony Davis right now.
What are they going to do? What are the Pelicans going to do if Anthony Davis, and knock on wood, I'm not wishing, I don't think anybody would wish for this to happen, but what would the Pelicans do if Anthony Davis just pops his Achilles at some point before the end of the season?
What happened to Boogie last year happens to him? He's not tradable then.
No.
The Lakers aren't going to give you anything close to what they gave you.
Nope.
The Celtics are not giving you Jason Tatum.
And then he would be... If the Knicks win the draft,
they're not sending you Zion.
No. And the thing of it is if he has a catastrophic injury like that, he's out for 12 months. So he's basically out for 65-70% of next season. And then at that point,
you're not going to be able to
move him, and then he's going to walk in free agency anyway, and you're not going to get anything for him.
Unless you're the Lakers,
yeah.
Unless you're the Lakers, he's going to walk in free agency. He might hobble because of that Achilles, but he's going to leave.
Yeah.
So if you're Boston, you're not trading Jason Tatum for maybe 27 games of Anthony Davis.
Right.
Whatever. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Only bad things can happen for the Pelicans. It's not like attendance is good with him playing.
Right.
Can't get that much worse. They're 29th in attendance.
And to a point that you've made, too, they're a better team with him on the court than they are without him.
And they need to lose as many games as they can.
They need to lose as many games as they can. And the more he's out there, the more games they're going to win, and the less likely that they will be to win the lottery. I mean, they should be concerned with trying to win the lottery.
And that's my apologies. The Pelicans are 24th in attendance. Wolves have been on the rise since they fired. When they fired Tibbs, they were 29th. They're up to 27th.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising to me. It's not surprising to me either. At all. Yeah, but no, I'm with you. And I know that some people look at the whole situation and they say, well, Anthony Davis, because I know me and Judd were going kind of back and forth on it on Twitter on Friday night during the game that. Some people think, well, Anthony Davis and Rich Paul, kind of like they brought this on themselves. My thing is,
You can say that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's fair. But the other part of this, too, and I saw Michael Wilbon mention this on PTI last week because they were talking about, him and Kornheiser were talking about when Anthony Davis's dad was talking about how he doesn't want his kid to, doesn't want Anthony to play for the Celtics and that whole thing.
I can picture Mike Wilbon yelling about that right now.
Yeah. But Wilbon was just like, it kind of seems like Anthony Davis is kind of in the middle of all this, and he didn't really want all of this to be public. And now it's become public, and now he's just sort of in the middle of this. Like, he wants out. I don't think he hasn't come out and said that he's not denying that he made a trade request.
No,
or
he
like
essentially
that.
Acknowledged it when he first spoke with the media following it. He essentially acknowledged that.
But I wonder how much of this he actually did want to be public. I don't think he wanted any of it to be public.
I don't think he wanted it to be like this.
Right. I don't think he even anticipated it being like this.
I don't
this
think anyone and, wanted it to be like this. Rich Paul didn't want it to be like this. The Pelicans didn't want it. No one wanted this. They all wanted something different, and Anthony Davis and Rich Paul lost the tug of war. Yeah. That's what it was. They played their cards. They didn't play them correctly, and they lost.
Yeah.
Now, they're all in a no-win situation right now. All of them. The Pelicans can't win because of the legal fine him, and at this point, I think it would now be $2.5 million if he sat every game for the rest of the season. If it's a $100,000 game, I think they have 25 games left.
Mm.
Which, also, $2.7 million to an NBA owner is really not that much money.
Yeah, I would just, you and I are in lockstep with it. I would just sit him. I mean, it doesn't do anybody.
You're not going to make the playoffs.
You're not going to make the playoffs. Even if you did for some miraculous reason, you're not going to do anything then against Golden State.
You got to pay for a four-day trip in Oakland.
Right. And then you'll get a little bit of revenue for two home playoff games.
Yeah, you'll get two home game revenues, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
That's like I don't think it's worth the Wolves making the playoffs. I really don't. No. I don't think the juice is worth a squeeze on that one.
No, I don't think so either. And you know, some people will come with a counter argument that just says like, wow, you know, you can't put a price on playoff experience or anything. But what experience would Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins gain by getting swept by the Warriors in the first round? Like what do they gain from that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They get to see the Bay Area. That's it. Like
really,
the franchise would be better off with them missing the playoffs and having an opportunity to draft first overall and getting a franchise-changing guy to pair with Cat.
Yep.
That is the best case scenario for the Wolves.
And when you look at where they're at financially, they're not going to be, you know, you got all these free agents. You got all these big name guys that are going to be free agents.
Capped
out. The Wolves are not going to be a player in any of these guys.
And even if the Wolves
not
were
even
not,
close.
Even if the Wolves had cap space, let's not kid ourselves. The destinations for free agency right now are either the big cities or where you're from.
Yep.
Which big free agent is from Minneapolis?
None.
Exactly. This isn't a destination right now. It's just not. And a lot of teams have to operate that way. Like, Cleveland was never a destination for anyone other than LeBron because he was born 45 minutes from where the Cavs play. That's the only, and was drafted there.
Yep.
That's the only reason. New York's a destination because it's New York.
Yep.
LA, you can't beat Southern California.
Yep.
Miami, I mean, South Beach speaks for itself.
And with LA,
that's why
you got
all these places are destinations for free agents. And
with LA, you got two possible destinations. You got both LA teams.
New York, you have two possible destinations.
Yes.
Both of those teams are going to have max cap space this year.
Yep. I can't wait for this summer.
Do you want to record a podcast on July 1st at 11 o'clock at night?
We should.
We should go live on that. We should just do a live, like, sit in here and have it streaming in.
Streaming live on July 1st.
That's what we should do.
We should totally do that. I'm with you.
I am all about it.
That would be that'd be a lot of fun.
You can get pizza and wings.
Lots of wings.
Oh yeah.
Looking to add wings.
All right, Tibbs.
I'm not retiring my Tibbs voice yet, by
That's
the way.
That's fine.
Yeah. At least till the end of the season.
And shout out to Tony Lee. Real quick before we're out of here.
Yeah.
From the cluster fun last week
that was awesome.
Tony Lee impersonated Tibbs sitting on the ESPN NBA set. Where Tibbs just had that awkward smile and didn't move his neck for 3 minutes. Tony Lee knocked that out of the freaking park.
I want more Tibbs on the jump, by the way.
Are we sure?
Yes. I want more Tibbs on TV.
I don't know. I really like the jump.
Find this podcast at Podcast One. iTunes and the all-new ScoreNorth.com. Follow Danny at RealDCunningham on Twitter. Follow me at MannyHill84. Thanks for listening to this edition of Raised by Wolves. Dane Moore going to join us for another episode tomorrow. We'll break down the Wolves-Clippers game from tonight, and also Dane's piece is more on Monday piece that he does every Monday as well. Until then, enjoy your Wolves basketball. We'll talk to you next time.